Blog Talk Radio.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick." He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here.
No truer words have ever been spoken before, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's episode on Shabaka's Black Experience enhances the Black agenda. The Black agenda revolution is here. We need guidelines, objectives, and directives in order to gain ground and move in a positive direction. We must think as a collective. We must use our persecution and oppression to feed and inspire our motivation. This segment tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by frontlinecampaign.org. Definitely visit the website. And this episode is for those 18 years of age and older. I'm your host tonight, Shabaka Sankore. Our co-host is the one and only Brother Che Nkrumah. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the anchor man. And we're going to turn it over there to the anchor man tonight because he inspired tonight's episode. You got it, anchor man. What's happening with you, sir?
What's going on? Ready for the revolution, frontline campaign, every day, all day. You know, the revolution is here, ladies and gentlemen. And, no longer are we citizens of the United States.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility.
It seems to me that we are subjects of the United States. Yeah, and we're subject to a lot of bullshit, a lot of negativity, persecution, and oppression. You know, assimilation is real. People are being assimilated, indoctrinated, and they're being delegated and regulated with lies. And what I'm figuring out is that we need to start thinking for ourselves, and we need to come together as a like-minded people and start doing things for ourselves, such as sparking a revolution that will not be televised, but it will be glorified by us. You know what I'm saying? I got a guest, Brother Shiloh, on the line right now, revolutionary prisoner right now.
Yes, sir. How you doing, brother?
Basically, today's
what's
show
up, brother,
is based
Shiloh?
On the Black agenda.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
And we got
I'm hanging
Che.
In there, brother.
Okay, you with us, Brother Che?
Yes, sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
revolution.
Brother Che.
Okay. And then I'm on mute now,
17-185.
Okay. And I believe that's Brandy.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay, all right, come on with it.
Come on deep. Power to the people.
Myself.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
What's going on, family?
I got you.
All right. How you be? How you be?
Today's show is on the black agenda. We need to think for ourselves and do for ourselves. Word is bomb.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And then on top of the world, too, you know, current uncertain times, you know, all we got is each other. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it as well, and on top of it as well, ain't nobody going to do shit for us. It's our responsibility. So all these individuals out here who figuring that they got all this faith in masters, thinking that masters going to do right by us, guess what? I hate to be the bearer of bad news. That ain't going to happen. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, and that's real talk. You know what I mean? And then the sad part about it is when they sit up here and say that we're doing for selves, and all of a sudden, you know, we're supposed to be hated and what have you, but then all these other groups, when they go out there and do for themselves, we're supposed to be sitting up there all praising. But as Brother Che Nkrumah says, hey, all your other groups, go hold your own nuts. You know what I mean? And once again, all you Biden supporters, you're welcome to call in. We still ain't heard from you, you know. And, hey, and I've... platform has not changed. $100 trillion in tangibles.
We need tangibles now.
Indeed. You know, absolutely. And then I see we got another caller here out of area code 251, last four is 8060. We're going to welcome him into the conversation. Okay, you're unmuted there, 251-8060. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, wow.
Hey,
how
y'all doing?
Like
Sheeta
Veda. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, sister? How you been? How's life treating you this evening?
All is well. Ain't no need in complaining, especially being in this type of a conversation right here, because we didn't come here to complain. We came here for solutions, right?
This is indeed Ohio Correctional Facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Absolutely. Exercising our First Amendment rights in the state of Ohio, you know what I'm saying? We ain't doing nothing illegal.
Well, they're listening anyway, whether they let us know they're listening or not. At least they give us the courtesy to let us know they're listening. So just give them something to hear.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Absolutely.
We need tangibles now.
Indeed,
I went into a federal judge. Me and the brother ran into a federal judge this week, man. And I had a private investigator look the lady up. It turned out the lady was a black lady, man. She tried to condemn me worse than I ever seen any white judge or any other one. So with that being said, I would say you always remember, man. You get in a position of power, and then you expect for your people or whatever to be in some type of position, and you forget how you got there and where you came, we won't ever be able to be a better civilization until we can stick together.
Yeah,
indeed. That's one thing we have to realize within our own people. We definitely got to look at the morals, the values that this person holds. It doesn't matter what the position that they hold. Yes, we're very quick as black people to hop up and be in behind our black leaders. Now, that's not a bad thing, but it's also not a good thing. We definitely need to have more of an awareness of what we're following.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, sir.
We need structure. We need structure.
People of the same color are with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not all with us.
Absolutely.
That's why you got to be there, brother. Just because they're black does not mean they represent the black agenda, our agenda.
Absolutely. And that was another thing I wanted to add to what was said on all accounts, really. I just watched Out of Darkness. In that documentary, it's speaking on a lot of the terms in which we speak on quite often.
From an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Stated. All right, well, I'm glad you're listening, so keep listening.
Yeah, go ahead.
Drop knowledge. I kind of lost my thought behind that. But the point of the matter is
it's okay, baby. You were saying that you checked something out recently.
Yeah, I was.
And he was talking about Heart of Darkness.
Yeah, Out of Darkness, and in that movie, in that documentary, that was speaking on the terms of a lot of the information that we speak on in the history and the ancient history, and how we're tied to the cosmos, and we at this point of knowledge and information and where we are today, we should understand that we are so much more than this physical body. And so, but in this physical body, we are faced with so much resistance just to exist. So the problem
is. Yes, definitely, sister, I agree with you. I have spoken priorly about that as far as our connection with the cosmos. I definitely agree with you on that note. Yes, I said as soon as they deprogrammed us, here comes NASA. So. That was the thing. They learn from us, and then they turn around and make us forget things.
Well, it's all fabricated information, and when you don't tell your own story, then that gives someone else the power to give the narrative of your life. So that's just personal experience. You know, and as a people, as a masses, we have generally forgotten even just where we are on the landmass in which we are on. So and all the terms and titles and borders that have been placed around us for identification have misnomered us, so we then have forgotten now who we are. So that's what we got to get back to.
We need a structure. We got to remember we're the majority, so we have to definitely.
We the original people.
The global majority.
I want to say this too.
Nonetheless, the weather of origin.
Okay, one at a time, ladies. One at a time. So
one at a time.
Over talk each other. Yeah, one at a time. You know. Huh? Go ahead, Brandy.
Okay, Brandy.
Go ahead, Brandy.
I would like to say is they just tune into your, you know, your local podcast at night, like Rachel Bluefield, where they tell all things cosmic and how those vibrations interact with us as people.
Right.
I like that. Go ahead.
Tony.
Well, I will first
Your very first vibration, communication, and connection to the universe is your vibration. That's why they've created the false algorithms that they have.
Right.
So funny.
It's a frequency.
Yeah. So they put stuff in plain sight. Okay. I happen to be watching the new Space Jam with my children, right? And the dude's name is Al G. Rhythm, okay?
Damn.
And he's creating false algorithms and trapping people within the game. Now, if you look at it as, you know, on the surface level, yes, Space Jam is a kid's movie,
this
you know?
Is
but if you look at it in the perspective that
may
they
be recorded
always
and
put
monitored.
What they're doing right in front of us, you will see that that's exactly what's going on. That's the reason why they are so afraid of this solar system and these moons that are coming out and everything like that. There are so many. The Hawaiian's portal was opened in 2020. I don't know if anybody knows anything about that. But it was open in 2020. So now that the Lion's Portal is open, there are so many different solar events going on right now that they can't control that, and they know that our natural algorithms will pick up on these things. And so that's the reason why they felt the need to, you know, the vaccine makes your protein spike proteins, which makes you magnetic, which cuts off your algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of things being done right now that we have to wake up and be aware of in order to fall back in alignment with the cosmos.
Okay. Not ready.
But yeah, that was just to further piggyback on that sister's statement. I thank you, Queen.
Thank you for sharing light on that, you know, because it's good to know that that there's more people who understand how we're really creating the constellations here on ground. There's constellations above, and as above, so below. So if there's constellations above, then we should be creating constellations here on ground. So if we become the if we understand ourselves as the dot in the plot of everything that's going on in our lives and around us, no matter whether we have control
you
of
have
or not,
one
if we gain
minute remaining.
If we gain control of ourselves, then we can control our environment and our experience within the environment. Can't control the environment, even if you can control your experience within the environment. Your experience.
Thank you for using GPL.
You're right. It's more or less with us as a people. Do we really want acceptance and responsibility for our own destiny? A lot of people don't. They have grown very accustomed with working for someone else and putting their life
right
in someone else's hands.
Right,
they don't want
exactly
the responsibility.
We can't care about ourselves and put...
You know, and then there's like that do want that responsibility.
Like
we want that as a human right.
You can't. What you want as a human right is not doesn't even equate, because a want and equal right is like an oxymoron. A human right is your right. That ain't no want. That's
right.
What it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's natural. Yeah.
So
it is.
And so we have to change our language and how we speak about things, because then you understand that when you speak with confidence and knowing, then ain't nobody going to come up against it. You become a brick wall. Ain't nobody going to keep running up against
right
a brick wall. So when you become the brick wall, ain't nobody coming up against you so much. You done built your own fortress of protection for yourself and knowing who you are, so then you can speak for yourself. Then you don't
need structure. That's why we need structure. They say people are the product of words, and words are the product of people.
Okay.
So we got to pattern ourselves. We got to pattern our lives in the righteous way.
We
have to
start speaking life power within ourselves. I believe that's exactly what the sister was trying to get across. We have to start speaking life and power within ourselves. We can't keep on contaminating ourselves with music that's going to that's detrimental to our purpose. We can't keep on exposing ourselves to reality TV that is no type of reality for us. We can't expose ourselves to these things. We have to carry ourselves as gods and goddesses.
Absolutely. And can I say this? And let me give it to you in a metaphorical sense. If you look at yourself as your car, would you put sugar in your tank? Would you purposely put water where the oil goes? Would you, trash it and treat it like, like it's not of any value?
Exactly.
So we'll treat cars better than we treat the first vehicle that we have to operate in, and that's this body.
Right.
If we look at ourselves as something of value, we'll treat ourselves differently and we will demand it from everybody else, because you ain't going to treat me worse than I treat me. But if you are treated a certain way by people and it's a continuous cycle of this behavior against you, then you need to look at how you treat yourself.
Okay.
We've been doing this self-talk, though, for a minute. So we've been, we're in 2021 now, and we've been doing this self-talk for a minute, positive reinforcement and whatnot. And at some point, we already got to just admit that we already know this shit and move forward and get the message out to the masses and then get online with our revolution.
That part. So now we're talking about the motion forward and not continuing to discuss what we've been discussing. We already know these things. We've had these conversations time again, different forms and everything else. But when do we begin to talk about the actual solutions that's going to ignite the engine of this train that's already hooked up? It just needs to get moved. It came to a plateau.
first people jump off. I feel like we need to start holding people accountable. If we're going to hold ourselves accountable and we've gotten the self-accountability within ourselves, you know what I'm saying, we got that part out of the way. Now we start holding people accountable that have influence on our children, that have influence on our community. We start holding them accountable.
Well, the thing is that when we begin to create,
absolutely,
and when we create those communities for our children to exist where they're safe, where we don't have to worry about them going outside to play or walking up the street to the store or going to the playground around the corner without your direct supervision, that's when we're really talking about doing something. We cannot go continue to live within these jurisdictions and these communities that are not set up for us. They are set up based on usurpation and oppression. So we are volunteering ourselves to this oppression and this usurpation when we can really take our power back and build something when we put the money that we have for our that comes within our labor and put it towards something
right.
And build together. That's nation building.
Yeah, that's yes, ma'am.
Well,
that's it's called cooperative
and we also building, but land is power. Land is power. We gotta get land. People have really gotta start looking at. It's not as hard as people think, you know.
Yeah, we need land, but we also need politics too. We gotta put ourselves in political positions also. Such as Brother Shea running for mayor.
You have to have land to govern on.
You
can't govern on there.
Let me tell you something.
They ain't going to let you govern them.
No, but I'm saying we got to move in all different dimensions.
Okay, so
freedom is multifaceted just like enslavement.
Freedom is a choice. Are y'all familiar with the General Assembly, which is located in New York City?
You talking about the United Nations, sister?
The United Nations General Assembly.
Yes, I've heard of that.
People from around the globe go to the General Assembly where they advocate for global funds, which are the monies that the federal government uses to send out to the states based on the advocacy from each state. Each state has a representative that represents the people of those states. Now, each state is also known as a nation in this General Assembly. They have a flag, they have a motto, they have a geographical land point, they have all these things that qualified them to be a nation. And they applied to be that, and they became recognized as that because they were self-determined as that. So if we, a people, create a committee, then create a federation in the creation of a nation and go up to the General Assembly with the right information that establishes us as self-determining ourselves based on laws that have already been enacted, then now we have a seat at the table where we ain't got to worry about nobody speaking about us. We build all the things that we need for ourselves. And we can't be governing for the current state.
It only takes 150 families. It literally only takes 150 families. And then you can come up with your own laws and everything for your land.
Absolutely. And those families are individual communities each.
Okay.
Yep. And your family is your business. So you coming in with your own business. Ain't nobody trying to run your family. Ain't nobody trying to run your business. Run your business the way you run your business. But there has to be a leader in place, a spokesperson for that community to come to the table of all leaders so we can make decisions as a whole head figure. As a nation.
Right.
You're right.
People are doing all around us. We the only ones arguing about what we look like.
Everybody else gets into rooms and they want to get results. We want to get who's right. That's the problem.
Right. So beyond that, there's solutions on the table, and it's been in controversy for a while. And I want to say honor and respect and rest in power to Mandela Khan Davis, the only chosen son of the matriarch. and the orchestrator of the Pan-African Intelligence Network, who groomed and taught me firsthand for 5 years on this revolutionary revelation, which is a bloodless revolution and the rise of the Ethiopian Empire, which is brought to you by the matriarch and the political social wing of that is PAIN, the Pan-African Intelligence Network. So anybody who heard the voice of Mandelicon Davis, play the tape back, get the information, and get up on your game and up on the information and where we need to be going, because it's already been laid down. I'm just going to be the one that's going to keep on carrying the message forward. And I'm asking for y'all to hear it, because, see, he ain't here to speak this message no more, but I got it within me, and I'm going to speak it.
And you're doing a good
right.
job
with it.
I appreciate that, and I believe in what I believe in it with all my heart and my soul. I believe that it is possible, and I believe that we can do it if we only just put our heads together and get our fingers and feet and everything else out our ass.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, all righty. Okay, you'll get no idea, sister, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Salute.
Yeah,
I was just scared. Man. That was all right.
I love y'all, for real.
Yeah, and see, and then like as I said, you know, and by all means, you know, when I get laid down, check out, transition, or what have you, it is very, very essential that this podcast keep going on. You see what I'm saying? It's because it's growing. The Mad Dr. D, who had transitioned, you know, a few months ago, he was on
Rest
the, you know, keep this show consistent. Oh, indeed. Strong black brother right there. And then, so therefore, you know, as best as I can, I'm going to do that, you see, and it is growing, and we have Brother Che and Krumah, who is our co-host and what have you. And then I'm your host, Shabaka Sankori. And then also, too, this episode is sponsored tonight by frontlinecampaign.org. Definitely check out the website.
Yes,
you know, recycle the revenue within the black communities, because, see, this is all what everybody else is doing.
Yes,
you see what I mean?
Recycle the black dollar.
Exactly. You see, it's because as we all know, is that as soon as the black revenue comes into the black community, it's gone out within 10, 15 minutes. And all these other groups, you know, and as Brother Che and Krumah says, and I second that, all the other groups, yeah, you got to go hold your own nutsack. No disrespect, Queens, you know what I'm saying, just being real about it, because look at all the revenue
hold
that we spend. Because when you look at all this revenue that's being generated by us, you know, off of our continent with the minerals, with the resources, our knowledges and what have you, and then you get these, fake-ass individuals who coming up there telling you, well, you know, as all of us, you know, got to get the loan together and all that. That is bullshit. Now, the reason why I'm
saying
this is
because... They're demons of the devil for real.
Oh, yes, sir. And then and the point is that what you look at how all these other communities are being enhanced off of our labor, off of our minerals, off of our resources, and they do go through great efforts to keep us divided amongst ourselves. Now, the heavyweight champion told you this here in 1975. You see what I mean? But to be with the heavyweight boxing champion of 1975, when he talked, people listened. Why? Because couldn't nobody kick his ass. And he was the most recognized figure on the planet, you see what I mean? And then I do remember the heavyweight champion stating that what are you going to do for the family? What are you going to do for the community? You know, and he had made a challenge to black men to stand up for the community and to protect these babies, you see what I mean? And to protect the women. Yes, it is, because as sister was saying, is on the continent, you know, women held a great deal of power, and off of research, you know, that I've been doing. When you look at Queen Aminga, when you look at Queen Nandi, when you look at Queen Nzinga she's
and
the one that fought the Portuguese. Indeed, actually, the true name of the place is Mutamba. You see, now this is another thing.
Mutamba, yeah.
When I get, yes, sir, because when you get these brain dead, ass scratching,
chicken pecking Uncle Tom's with this Yasser Boston slave minded attitude, they prop him up as that he's the spokesman for the whole community and the whole nation. And we have to let it be known that this clown does not speak for us. You see, you know, like Hank Coon there in Denver, Uncle Tom Bradley of Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying? The situation that's happening.
What's the name of the dude that went to outer space? What's the name of the dude that's going to outer space or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. And then, like I said,
money for nothing,
Jones
is going to for evil instead of good.
And then he sits up there and gets on TV. Yeah, a grown ass man getting up here on TV crying. Because, you know, this situation, you know, expressive how I honestly feel, you see. And there's an old saying where I come from, never apologize for how you honestly feel, because I'd much rather deal with the wolf head on, man, than a wolf in sheep's clothing. You know what I'm saying?
Trondee.
Yeah, but I don't know nothing. You know, I only saw 50 Solar Returns plus. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I don't know nothing. You know, and whatnot. And then, of course, you know. That is real, sister. You know, that is very, very real. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that there is by a man by the name of Frantz Fanon, I believe, who wrote a book called The Wretched of the Earth. Am I correct on that there, Brother Che?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, you see, you know, and therefore, and then going back to tradition is the first step forward. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
but,
sir.
Of course, they don't want us to know that. And then I see we got a caller here out of 864, and I got to find me some eyeglasses right here. I'm blind as a bat. What happens when you get old, okay, so 864, you know, we're going to unmute that mic.
You're
going to
hold it together, old black cat.
Okay, so, and I think I might know who this is. Okay, 864, you're unmuted and you're on the air, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Expanse. Where you calling from and what's your name?
Peace and Black Power, Brother Shabaka. This is your brother Ikwani. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, how you be, man? Long time no hear from, brother. How's life treating you, man? Come on with it and drop knowledge. Heavy brother there coming out there to, out of Carolina.
Yes, sir. Everything is... Yeah. Peace, family.
Peace,
man. It's a thing. And first off, man, I guess just tuning in to the discussion. First thing, I just feel relevant to bring to the table, and I know the discussion is welcome here. But talking about all these damn vaccines they giving out and. You know, and I'm not down talking to anybody that has gotten vaccinated or, you know, because I know plenty of my family members have done so. But it's a thing that in me asking my family members, what is going on? What is in the shot that you've taken into your body?
Right.
Nobody knows. Nobody that has gotten the shot knows what it is that's actually in the shot. Now, that's the thing. And I come from, you know, I don't come from the most ignorant of, you know, people. You know, I come from some knowledgeable people. But just looking at the scare that is inflicted upon, you know,
one thing
our
I told my family. I'm not going to say anything wrong about the vaccination. What I did tell my family, however, is if they teach you to chatter in and they get to acting funny and stuff, I'm putting them in my basement and I'm feeding them once a week. That's all I can do.
I'm
thinking when Brother Shabazz came to the community center with a magnet.
With a magnet.
Brother Shabazz came to the Unity Community Co-op with a magnet. No, he bought a magnet there. and he said that he had heard that people that have a vaccination, that the magnet can speak to them. So we found someone vaccinated, and of course my ass, I said, yeah, Kim, go do it. And so he did it, and it did stick.
Brother Shabazz came with the magnet, and that was so awesome.
Bike proteins make your body magnetic,
and it also messes
up your natural algorithm.
Even with them introducing this shot to people, right? It's a thing that the people haven't utilized their logic in this sense. And if we see what is going on, like we're talking about, a lot of our family members have just taken this thing. And back in the day, we would be questionable about how many people would take the chip when it came down to it. And how it would happen. I know they say that they have a retractable needle, right? That they saw a needle go in, but they didn't see a needle come out, okay? So this is what is said in some cases, like it's somewhat retractable, or that they were kind of shooting something in them. Another symptom that you find is that a lot of people are talking about, they feel like their arms are just heavy. Another thing is what you guys just named, the magnetic joint. So even when we're talking about sophistication of people like Bill Gates, because if, you know, I know we talked about it, Shabaka, years ago, Bill Gates was down with, you know, with Bill Clinton, the world eugenics program, and, you know, they embodied, they lift up they praised Margaret Sanger, who, you know, started out the Planned Parenthood. And as we look at the abortion rate, then, you know, what's going on now, it's okay to abort just so freely. And, our lack of concern with life.
I just want to say one thing about the vaccine.
Go ahead, Brother Romel.
I took the vaccine. I was coerced to take the vaccine. You know, I'm in an institution.
Yeah,
I know I get a pass. It's all good. But what I'm saying is that second shot, I was sicker than a dog. Damn.
Coerced and forced.
I was coerced to take it, being that I'm an institution, you know, and that second shot had me sicker than a dog. It was weird how I felt, and, you know, I ain't been the same ever since I took that shit.
My family, one thing we always got to remember is that on natural DNA, they have literally said that 11 of our natural DNA genes are junk genes. Okay, so what are they trying to replace those with? Because those are not junk genes. If we are born with them, they are mandatory.
Right.
Family, we also got to stand up and say that we're tired of being the experiment. I mean, we're always the experiment for everything they want to experiment on. And we just gotta, I'm really ready to go to blows for this shit. Like, I do not want to be experimented on anymore with anything. Food, housing, money, whatever type of experiments they want. You know, not everybody can be bought. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to make everything an experiment with us, as they've always have been, and they continually do it. Now that we're in 2021, we're moving into the future. Man, stop allowing this shit. Like, we can't have it. Look, I don't want anything that's going to make me sicker than what I already am.
Yes, we got to push back holistically.
Okay, now let me say something on that there, folks.
As far as
Go ahead,
General.
Yeah, okay. Because I remember as a kid, man, you know, about 1970, 71, 72, as that they was writing these books like Future Shock. Then they had made a film called The Andromeda Strain. And what this movie called The Andromeda Strain was is that everybody had got wiped out, you know, by time by some type of biological ailment, right? But there was only two survivors, an old man and a baby. You see what I'm saying? And the point is, what I'm getting at is that Hollywood or the cats who is doing that had had some type of precognition of what was coming on with this. In short, the point is, what I'm getting at is that they was planning this shit way back then. You see, and then you and I, Brother Equanif, we even spoke about it on air, man. And when I was sitting over there in the Lakeshore over there in Panthertown, you know, and I was reading up there in the San Francisco Chronicle, and they got the radio frequency identification tag that they're coming up with. And that, what was that, 2014, 2015? Yeah, I believe.
Right.
You see, so 6 years
right.
later, look
right.
what you got going on right now. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then quite naturally, of course, is that old Hyde and Biden. And, yeah, okay, let me say this here.
Go ahead, bro.
On that, yeah. Okay,
that's not
then
for that. They Live. They Live was a good movie, too, that explained everything that's going on.
In Faith, not the Body Snatchers.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
But is it, one more thing before Shabaka gets to explain something serious. Let's put it to you like this. We either want a revolution or an apocalypse. That's all I got to say.
Well, you're going to have one or the other at this time in history, you know, from, you know, what I've lived through. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's either going to go one way or another. And then with all these massive fires that's going on the West Coast, the Colorado River is drying up over there in Nevada. You're getting record heat. You see what I mean? And then you got all these damn chemtrails going all over the fucking place. You know what I'm saying?
Spreading
the disease.
Yeah,
spreading the disease everywhere in the air, making the airborne.
Once they
yes,
set
sir.
The scene for war, that you can either, like you said, there's revolution or apocalypse. So they're setting the scene for it right now, period. That's why systematically all of these things are happening. These fires, they're setting them. These lakes and waters that are drying up, they're drying them up. They're doing all of this to force people into a situation where there's a state of chaos and where there's a need for order, basically, because that's how they're going to enforce the new world order.
Martial law. That's what they're getting ready for.
Exactly.
They're going to try to put people into FEMA camps and all that bullshit. You know what I mean? They're definitely trying to assimilate everybody.
Well, we got plenty of it as far as the Walmarts and stuff like that, and we started seeing how the Walmarts were set up, and we started seeing the drills where they were actually putting people in these Walmarts and stuff like that.
Right.
And that wasn't that out in Cali? Wasn't that out there?
Yeah.
And then
Black family.
It was in one of the states that they were doing this, but they've been preparing for this, and they've been doing and running little miniature drills, and they've been disguising them as other things, but that's exactly what these drills are for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Black Panther, I'm going to tell you right now that if they introduce that chip while I'm institutionalized and they try to coerce me to take that, I definitely ain't taking it, so I probably will never touch down, you know what I mean, because fuck that.
Right.
You know,
yeah, because now it's gone to a
story. I want to ask you, who's incarcerated. I was curious about how that was for those individuals who are incarcerated during this time of a pandemic. Like, I was having a conversation, and it was basically about, you know, So the sister just came on and said either we want revolution or we want an apocalypse. And it's like the world is rushing towards an apocalypse when we should be unifying and organizing a revolution. And not one that's based on hate, but one that's based in love. Because, see, if we know anything, love conquers all things. You know, when we need
love
to,
for self. Love for ourselves.
Love for self. But we also have to love one another. You cannot love yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Ourselves.
Right.
And that's a key point, because a lot of times us as black people, we want to, or us as Africans, we want to come to the table and we want to hold hands with everybody. Not saying that you should walk around with a grudge.
That ain't gonna work.
Before you can fix goddamn humanity, you got to fix yourself within humanity. So like you say, you got to look at your fucking self. You got to look at the people that look like you. Before, you know, a lot of us, we try to move. Me and somebody was having a conversation about, you know, a lot of retired vets and, you know, people that retire, they don't come back into the communities. You know, they might go to church and floss all their damn BMWs and their nice shit, but they're not coming back in and kicking the knowledge to the young children in the same neighborhood. Or sometimes you have people that move so far away from the neighborhood that they grew up in, and then the neighborhood that they grew up in is all, you know, out of fucking shape, broke down and shit, because people aren't going back to invest or to say, well, hey, this is a reflection of me. These children were me years ago. You understand? We get too much of the crackatosis, and we start thinking about the crap and shit and try to separate ourselves. So now we driving slingshots, and we got some Mercedes, and niggas got some Michael Kors and got some diamonds and all this other shit, and we think we too good, and we can't associate ourselves with those, with that brother and sister that ain't got much, or, you know, that's going through struggles, you know. And like I said, niggas
get the time of fall. We don't eat right. That means we ain't eating right as a community. If one brother starves, we ain't eating right. Should nobody be starving if any of us is eating? And I've always given my children metaphors when it comes down to how they should treat people and treat our own within the community. I said to my daughter, I said, you're not going to let nobody hit your brother, would you? And she like, no. I said, well, why would you hit him? You know, and so then she's like, okay, well, I'm not going to hit him. That type of, you know. But the thing is that we have to be more protective of each other than we are toward each other. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, siblings. And I'm not talking about, like, biological siblings. I'm talking about us as brothers and sisters as a people. We have our own sibling rivalries. That should not go outside of the house. I'm not going to let no boy kick you from down the damn street because I got a problem with you at home.
Right.
So within our community, we got our own problems with people. We need to deal with that on a different accord. We have to be a little bit more forgiving and remember that that's still family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
we
need
common ground.
Once we
get that type of mind frame,
we're not going to let nobody jump on our brother and sister
on the other side of town. We ain't going to let nobody jump on our brother and sister down the street from us. We're not going to let nobody do that. Because, look, I might have a problem with her. I can call her ugly, motherfucker. You can't call her ugly.
That part.
That's how I was raised with my siblings. That's how my children are raised with their siblings, and that's how our community is as well. My small little community, they might have their problems within the community, but as soon as the police roll up, we all seeing what the fuck is going on.
And that's the mentality. Yeah, and to quote the words of our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D, may he rest in power. He had stated on one of our previous podcasts, and I think he was on that one there too, Brother Equanif. He said, if you want to see terrorism, look at two individuals in a police car. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's
right.
You know
I'm
mean?
A main man, Dr. D.
Yeah, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? And Mad Dr. D, you know, you know, he had all his children by one woman. You know, his children are quite acceptable. Quite exceptional. They're very well-mannered, very intelligent. You know what I'm saying? And this here goes to show the power of having a positive black male in the household. You see what I'm saying? Because now when you look at this bullshit that they got coming on TV, man, cats walking around showing the crack of their ass and the madness. And, you know, and I ain't got to explain it. You know what I mean? You we know what's going on. So it is up to us.
And
you know,
and bro, Chewbacca, I don't mean to cut you off. But
yeah.
See, while you speaking on that, it's gotten to a bad place. You know, I think T.I. and the rapper The Baby, he came out and said, it's a whole big thing out now, but he came out and said, if, you know, I guess speaking to the crowd at one of his performances, he said, if you one of them niggas, one of them dudes out there that was, you know, basically, you know, giving blowjobs before the performance, he's like, you know, that basically talking junk. He's like, you don't need to hold your light up. So he got a lot of, you know, backlash from that. And, you know, now T.I. Basically saying, well, hey, don't heterosexuals have rights to speak on certain? Because now it's like, and I was segueing into this young punk, Lil Nas X, who had this, you know, got the video where he was, you know, he's, you know, we ain't never saw this before in hip hop. We done had hip hop for what, 30, 40 years?
Never.
We never saw niggas lap dancing in some tights on the devil. You know what I'm saying? Now, we might not all go to church, but we ain't never did that shit. You ain't never saw that.
Yeah, right.
This nigga's lap dancing.
That motherfucker had a soul to the devil in some tights.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah,
now he got this new video out.
One at a time. Go ahead, brother. Finish your statement, brother.
I just want to get this out right quick. This cat got a new video out now. He's supposed to be speaking up for prison reform or trying to, you know, he got some kind of stuff. He probably would buy it in the click, right? But he got a new video out where he and some, you know, some brothers, some black guys, are twerking in the fucking prison.
Oh, wow.
And then they got like a white fucking, you know, guard or CO or whatever. You understand? And it's weird. You feel me?
Yeah,
and it's
devil.
Like what you were just talking about, Brother Shabaka. Talking about, you know, you can't turn on the TV
and
now it's okay
boy,
to see guys kissing each other. You know, them guys are kissing each other at the BET Awards.
Yeah.
This is an agenda that's been being pushed. This is an agenda that has been being pushed. Now they did it. They spoon fed us with the Lil Kim and Diana Ross situation. I don't know if anybody remembers that shit when Lil Kim had a titty out and Diana Ross. Okay. We've had other situations where we've had they were comedians, but they kissed each other in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Has these agendas in place, and they are pushing them. And like I said last week or last time I talked, they spoon feed you and they look at your reaction. If there's any level of acceptance, they're going to force feed that shit to you.
You're right.
That's exactly what they do.
We can turn the radio off. But we don't have to listen to none of those
programs. Shown to him
program,
from our community.
But we can't. Just this right here is a form of media. Right here. So if you want to listen to the radio, you want to listen to music. We could literally form a system where we could play. I play music all day long. That's all I do.
Yeah.
I play music and give motivational speeches and encouragement and talk to people all day
about
how to heal from within.
Look, I love you.
I love you too. And I just want to say we have the power to do all these things. We have the power to do all these things. I'm not asking for shit.
I'm gonna add on to what the sis saying, because I know Brother Shabaka can, because we lived that very settlement where it wasn't back in the days, this was like 5, 6, probably more years ago than that, but where we would do this type of thing. Now, the main thing is I've seen this. You can open up a restaurant and have good food, but it's going to take the people, and that's where, the culture. That's why we, as the ones, the boots on the ground, are going to have to work to ask the questions, to work with strategies and do the boots on the ground
said.
Type of,
boots
you know,
on
the
boots campaigning. It's called campaigning.
Yes, sir.
Right,
that's
right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Letting
each other know what's going on in your town, what's working for the homeless over. And I think we, you know, you guys already are probably part of certain groups. And if not, they all
yes,
are
sir.
Out here. But
yes,
we
sir.
Got to say this. Like, this is a place we have to be honest. This cracker spends so much money. He spends so much money, and this is what we're going to have to do as those same people. We're going to have to start spending money, obviously. But he invests in making sure that our children are going to be marketed, are going to be targeted,
exactly.
are going to be blanketed
Trying
with all this poison.
Yes,
he put exactly. a whole, he put billions of dollars in these campaigns, like the brother just said,
Trying
the
it.
Ads. You understand? The fucking
yeah,
market.
Exactly.
They're trying to employ. You know,
they want our children
to work for them. So therefore, that's
yeah,
why, you know, you can be coming
they
home from church and listen to shoot the nigga in the face. I'm going to shoot the nigga in the face. You know, like
right
now, those things are starting to become popular where Drake is singing songs about, you know, these... The hood
and
he
never
know
busted
we know
a
case
in his damn life unless it was at one of them little satanic rituals.
Mm-hmm. And
they're not doing this stuff for real, but they're trying to promote it to our children. They're trying to promote it to our children because why? They're in with the industrial prison complex. The industrial, them same white folks
yes,
are paying Drake or paying Rick Ross to get our children
right.
now to goddamn be the next damn criminals to go right to fucking jail.
Well,
it's
yes,
a damn...
No, this is the fearless generation. This is, okay, the fearless generations really, you know, they never died off, but they started coming back real strong with the NWAs and stuff like that. So then they made public examples like Rodney King and stuff like that, try and scare them. You understand the media is in on this shit, too. They only show us certain shit because it's scare tactic, you know, for our people. Because they know if our children see this on the news at 6 o'clock in the evening versus back in the day when they didn't show shit like that until 10 o'clock in the evening when we were supposed to be asleep for our parents to watch.
Right.
Exactly. You understand they're showing this to our children now because it's the exact same shit that they did back on the plantation when they would gather everybody, the women, the children, the old people, and everybody, if they were buck breaking or if they were lynching,
yes, ma'am.
Making an example.
Oh, man.
And it's a fear tactic. And because they know that trauma stays within a generation. It can stay within a family up to 17 generations. So that's what they want. That's what they want our children to be. But now they're starting to see that our children aren't as fearful anymore. So what they're doing is they're going to take that energy and they're going to convert it into something else. You got that protesting energy. You got that fighting energy. Let's have you fight for the LGBTQ. And let's start doing the fifth grade questioning your sexuality.
Yeah, and
this is systematically being put in place. I had a deep discussion with one of my daughter's pediatrician when she was about 12 or 13 years old, and so this was about 6 years back, and this was the first year that they had enforced where the child had doctor-patient confidentiality. So my daughter didn't have to tell me what happened during her doctor's visit, neither did her doctor. I said, she's under my insurance. It's a law out here in Colorado. It is, as far as children's hospital, children's medical center.
I remember when they did all that.
If your child is 13 and up, if your child is 13 and up, they ain't got to tell you shit.
Our
children going and getting on damn birth control, all kind of stuff.
Yep.
And this is what they're not getting. They're doing stuff to be sneaky, but at the end of the day, they're falling right into the plan of infertility.
It's harming and it's injuring.
It's stopping our children from having children and trying to end generations.
And then keep in mind, too,
and they do that furthermore by converting them to same-sex relationships, because you can't produce a baby with two negative batteries. You can't produce no energy with two negative batteries.
Yeah.
You need a positive
exactly.
and a negative.
And that's the part where they you know, even with this Black Lives Matter thing, one thing they leave out.
Yeah, they know that it's the black family.
Is the black family. That's
exactly.
the main thing that they leave out. Everybody want
to
help heal the world,
though.
But they don't stress the importance of putting the black man, the black woman, the black child, the most broken family in humanity
together.
Back together
in
again.
Right.
Even where we don't even
matter.
Take
it's
that
black
as
matter.
Responsibility.
Yes, sir, you're correct about that, and this is why those who are familiar with my podcast, it's not my podcast, our podcast, you know, let me correct myself on that, and this is why
Thank you, brother, those
who have known me over the years that when I say to the from the bottom of my heart to the mayor of Los Angeles, to the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences, to the president, to the department heads up there at Universal Studios, Warner Brothers, you see what I mean? And Paramount, Miramax, Touchstone, from the bottom of our heart, we really mean this here when we tell you fuck you and that bullshit. And I grew up in that ragged ass town, and I seen that bullshit. And the T.I., if you're listening again, I'm gonna tell you to you again, man. Don't inbox me, man, with that bullshit that you trying to market. Oh man, man, let me get my team with you and all that, man. Fuck you and your team, T.I.
He's trying to infiltrate.
You know
he's trying to infiltrate. Hit
me with that shit, you know. And then, as Equanice was saying, is of how they systemically are doing this here to kill the black family unit with the buck breaking, as Sister Bianca says, and the daughter of the matriarch, the one and only Akshita Veda, you know what I'm saying, that drops a great deal of knowledge and what have you. You see, is that they don't never want the black male to be the strong black figure in his householders, because we are the fiercest warriors. We gave the world the fucking sciences.
The black
man.
Black man is God.
That's right. Say it again.
That's what it is.
Say it again.
Yeah. The black man is God. That's it.
The black family is God. The black man, woman, and child is God.
That's God's nation.
Just because the color of your skin, I'm sorry, I will snatch your shit in daylight publicly. You do not get to wear a title that you ain't walking upright in. I'm sorry. Not around me. You don't. And I don't think I'm everybody.
Okay.
I don't think I'm all that. I don't think I'm everything. All I'm saying is that if you're going to claim to be something, be that.
Right.
You got to walk in it.
You got to walk in it. You can't just say I'm a king and I'm a queen.
You want
and
the
I'm
title?
A god,
you
and I'm
got
a daughter.
It takes work and dedication.
You
know what I'm saying?
You better bring it like you said.
Sacrifice.
That's exactly what you said. Well, that's how it goes. I'm saying that's good.
But at the same time, because I said that same thing as well. Oh, I ain't going to call this woman that, you know, is trampling herself a queen or, you know, because she don't act like a queen. And sometimes I think in my own
it ain't about what you do, is how you do
because
it.
Because sometimes our people, in reality, with us being the ones that know better and going back again to what are some of the things that we can do, some of the simple things, I think this might be just something simple, like what we can offer words of endearment. Terms of uplifting, you know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to call a motherfucker a nigga. It's easy to call a motherfucker, call somebody a bitch or a thot, or you know. And even though that this young lady may not be a thot, even though this young lady may not be a bitch, even though this
one person at a time. Somebody speak.
One at a time. Yeah. Somebody was asking a question. Somebody was making a statement as well, too. You know what I'm saying? Because this is one of our...
I just wanted to know nicely and politely what the thought and who made it up.
And why are we agreeing
to call people these things because of an imagery that has shown across social media, TV, on the radio, all these advertisements and promotions that have put these pictures and painted these pictures of what that looks like. And so now we're looking at people based on what they're wearing and judging them and not even giving them the respect that's due to a person. Period. A prostitute can be one of the most righteous women that you ever met. She just probably don't know her worth.
She's not her name.
I want to add on to what this is saying. Hold on, brother. Let me say something right quick. I just want to take everybody back a couple years ago. Amber Rose had this movement called the slut movement, right? And they had been talking about this movement like 10 years ago, right? About how can they get... Hold on, listen, sis. This is all I'm saying because we're talking about the utilized...
Hold up, sister. Let him talk. Go ahead, brother.
Right. Because even with us utilizing the English language, we are placing titles on several different words. That's how we communicate.
Exactly.
We place titles on our words and how we speak. So I know we might be looking for our organic, our African language, but right now we speak in context, right? So we do. So I wasn't calling anybody a thot. I just said that these are some terms that our children are using and instead of utilizing that. But I'm saying even as you were speaking about outside movement, right?
Hold on.
I just want to say this. I want to get this out right quick. Because as you're speaking about a thot movement, there are actually women that classify and turn them, even with Megan Thee Stallion, she has a number one song called Shit, right? So if you look at that song, it's safe to say when you're looking at that song. Listen right quick, sis. It's okay. It's safe to say when you're looking at that song, you're looking at what maybe thoughts do, right? So in that, all I'm saying, this is a spit in the face of our of our thousands of black girls that go missing every day. They're talking about the human trafficking, the human sex. Two or 3 years ago, they were talking about all the girls that had gone missing from, like, hold on, really. We're going to bring reality because I'm a parent of four girls. I'm a father. So I have to look at the things that I allow them to do versus the thing that I'm telling them not to do. I dare tell them to go out and put themselves in that type of condition. You know, why would I want her to go out and flaunt herself and show her goodies, Even though I know plenty of drug dealers where I grew up from, that they do good things in the community. I'm not going to point to the children and tell them this is the way you go. It's okay. They got good work with them. But that's good where it stops. It stops. But when it's time to start evaluating and start providing good, positive images to our children, this is where we have to say, yeah, we need to see queens. We don't need to see no thots. We need to see kings. We don't need to see no damn niggas and dogs. This is a reality. Those are still our brothers and our sisters. This is just what we talk about paying ourselves in that positive image. That's all.
Knowledge of self.
Okay.
Knowledge of self doesn't permit you to.
excuse me.
Go ahead, Sister Sheena.
Okay, knowledge is self-harm. We all trying to get it. We all trying to get it. That was a big old nice.
I will. I agree to a certain extent.
And then you give it back to them, and they
have to make sure that we are holding tight to certain values, or they'll be just as fluid as everything else.
Everybody is living damn near paycheck to pay, normal, regular people, I mean.
Okay, is anybody still here on the air? Can anybody hear me? Okay, I'm muting.
Yeah, I can hear you, Brother Shabaka.
Yeah, man, what it is, man, these dirty bastards. Boy, I'm telling you, man, it's shit that they pull. So I'm hoping that everybody calls back
can
in
hear.
Because this is one of our... Yeah,
can
yes,
you hear
ma'am.
Me?
Okay, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah,
can
I
hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Brother Rommel. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you,
yeah,
Rommel.
Yeah, I can hear you, Rommel.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I see.
Yeah, we all
can
got
you. Can
you
hear me? This is Seduction Doll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah,
see.
Yeah,
okay. Everybody back on?
Yeah.
I just want to say I agree with the whole, you know, identifying with words and labels and all that. You know, we gotta shun those labels and start identifying with greatness. You know what I mean?
That other shit's
gonna lead to
our
demise.
Privately,
was anybody able to hear what was said previously?
With Bias, able to hear us about the judgment in 2021?
No, I didn't hear the ladies. I think I had said something, but
okay.
I think the sisters were about
okay,
to
what?
Say
yeah,
something.
Then I cheated was it? Yeah, then I cheated.
That was
great. Come on and talk. So
okay.
This is just going
before
to
is cheater back
the
on.
The main thing I was saying is,
yeah,
is knowledge of self.
Call back
it
in.
Doesn't it prevents a lot of that. You understand? Like knowledge of self,
yes,
prevents you carrying yourself a certain way. Being subjected to certain music or any of that, you know,
right.
Certain influences you stay away from because you have a knowledge of self. So that's where I really think all of it starts. And yes, that does start in the home. Yes, that does start with parents
mm-hmm.
saying, oh, my children are not allowed to listen to this. I don't care how popular
right.
it is. And you might have seen it on a commercial or you know what I'm saying? I might throw, look, I've told my children certain things that they are not allowed to watch or listen to, or they will catch me throwing out whatever device that they listen to it on.
Right.
Yeah.
Going out the
I
window.
Heard, mother.
They don't want no damn little earbud things going out the window. They don't want that. So they know what they are permitted to listen to.
Right.
That's right.
Not to say that they're not going to be exposed to it, but they have also been exposed to that's not for me. My mom said I'm not supposed to listen to that. Or I've explained what this, you know, this the real message to this song, and they know from my home the values that I've instilled within them. So they already know, like, that doesn't feel right to me. I don't have to deal with that. I need to get away from this. That type of stuff as they get older.
Yep, hey,
I feel like it's
from a knowledge of self.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I wanted to say one last thing.
Okay.
I wanted to say one last thing, too, is it? Like I said, thank you, Brother Chewbacca. One last thing I wanted to say was that we're in 2021 and we need to really stop passing all this judgment against each other when it is about enhancing and uplifting and empowering, but we need to stop looking at each other and judging each other based off of what we see off the surface shit. We don't really know what's going on in a person's heart.
Yeah, I mean, we just keep going off of what, you know, they are this or they say that or they are about this or they believe in that or whatever. It doesn't really fucking matter at the end of the day. What matters is that we're black and we all need to stick together. We need to do something with each other and actually build a community and or build on some foundations, start this fucking revolution, get it cracking. That's what we need to start doing. You know, we can't keep living in the past of the traumatic experiences of fucking judgments and bad opinions of each other. When we can't, we need to move forward. And we're progressively progressing.
Hey, let me say this right quick. Let me say this to what you're saying. Just as even if we are going to start a company, say, for instance, everybody on this phone line are going to start a company, there's a level of accountability. Right? There's a level of standard, and this is why I feel like us as black people have failed so many times, because we go to sleep at the door. We don't mind letting anyone in. Just like the Masons, the KKK, they have their secret societies, and guess what? Today, we still see that shit still in place. They still put they're more effective because now they're wearing the blue suits. They're hiding behind badges. So rather than them dying,
but they
what you
still
see
remain,
is them progressing.
They still remain exclusive.
I just wanted to illustrate this right quick. Not saying that we should stay and ridicule each other all day, but you damn right we should judge. When it comes down to who we're going to let stay around our children, because we as black folks, we as Africans, we have so many dysfunctions. A lot of times we're not, so we must be mindful. We must be mindful. You might have fucking a party and invite everybody in, and you let the biggest sex offender in. And, you know, these are things that we must be mindful of, having standards, having accountability, and having the trust system. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, and I'm not mad at what you're saying. I don't want to ridicule anybody for what they do. Somebody's going to be uppity. But I think just like the Masons, they have the positive. They can't anybody get in. The Greek fraternities, we have to have the same code. And can't anybody get in. You're going to have to adhere to the standards. You're going to have to know the secret
structure.
Code, all this stuff.
It's called getting on code. Exactly. You see what I mean? And this is what has been our problem, you know, for my 50-plus solar returns that I've seen, you know, over the course of my lifetime. You know, we've came a long way, but we got a long way to go. And then the quote, you know, the anchor man right here is that we've been pushed in 150 years deeper into slavery. It's because I made the statement that we've been out of slavery 150 years, which is old for a person, but it's young for a nation. But at this stage of the game and looking at this prepackaged bullshit that they're putting on us, who's 150 years deeper into slavery? So I
stand
corrected
tying
on
the
that
chains
one,
on the brain.
Man.
They tighten the chains on the brain even stronger. You know what I mean? It's keeping us dumb, deaf, and blind.
Yes, indeed. Now, also, too, I want to say something here, just changing, not getting off a point right here. Okay, Brother Che, okay, you had mentioned about the hidden museum they're building in Lamar Park in Los Angeles. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Off the research that I've done, they're building that up over a spot that burned down called the Total Experience, and it was a very, very popular nightclub there in Los Angeles. Now, here's the thing that I'm worried about. Now, when they go to do this construction, okay, it's because I'm looking back at 1992 when they had to rebuild L.A. project, which was really a bunch of bullshit, and a former baseball commissioner by the name of Peter Uberoth was running it, and it was supposed to be apprenticeship programs for the inner-city youth, jobs for the inner-city youth, but they were going way out there to Orange County, man, and hiring these cats to come up there to do them jobs. You see what I mean? And then, I'm just a little concerned about that, so I hope that brothers got that concept in mind about that as well, too. You see, you know, to make sure that when they build this place, man, is that, hey, that you're giving it, you know, to our people first. You see, it's because Leimert Park was a black gym there in Los Angeles. You see what I mean? Over there in the Crenshaw district. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's because, like I said, I grew up in a raggedy-ass place. I remember when the tallest building there was City Hall, and that's only 27 stories tall. You see what I mean? And now you got international commerce coming there. You got every other group coming there, bum-rushing Hollywood with this scandalous, foul, decrepit asses. You see what I mean? And everybody's getting paid except us.
Yeah.
And all these other groups, you know, come up there and set up their, you know, businesses in our community, and our dollars don't circulate for shit, you know, to enhance what we need to do to enhance our code to make sure that our children are protected, make sure our younger ladies are protected so they don't get caught up in that garbage, you see. But then here's old Mr. Woods. Yeah, Mr. Hollywood, you know, with his shit, and yeah, and I would take
propaganda,
this podcast,
prostitution, and paperwork, brother.
Yes, sir, and I will take this podcast, and I will set this motherfucker right there on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Highland Avenue, right in front of the Kodak Theater, where they bring you the Academy Award. The fuck I won't. As you say, because you're not going to sit up here and keep disrespecting our people with this bullshit. You're not going to sit up here and, you know, and trying to make whores out of our young women and what have you. They say thinking that there is their only option. You're not going to sit up there and say that the only way for our men to sit up here and to progress is to sit up here and wear a damn dress with a beard on like Billy Porter and all that. And, yeah, Billy Porter, I'm talking
that's
about
the
you. Yeah, big guy. You see, and as you said it, Brother Romero, the anchor man, I'm going to quote him, and I quote him, propaganda, prostitution, and paperwork.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what that is. And then keep in mind, there was a sister over the net that showed that Motown Records, Lil Wayne, where Universal Music Group paid him $100 million, you know, signing over all the rights off his creation. And even James Brown had said that he had owned the publications of his work, The Godfather of Soul. And James had issues now. But one thing about James Brown, but when he made that cut right there, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, in 1968, that was right
say
on
loud.
Time.
I'm
black and I'm proud.
Yes,
and then it ain't, saying there ain't nothing wrong with black men and black women loving each other and building up a black foundation, you know, for the community, because we the original man. You see,
well,
this is the knowledge they don't want us to have
people.
Of ourselves.
God's people, God's nation, God's army.
Yes, sir.
Ready for the revolution.
And so I don't know what happened. Yes, sir, and I don't know what happened, you know, how, once again, Brother Chaz, you know how they do us. They're always throwing a monkey wrench in our works, but that means we're getting somewhere, you see? That means we're just telling the truth,
so,
you know, and we ain't. Yes, sir, go ahead, Brother Chaz.
We're getting close to overtime, Shabaki.
Yes, sir, we are.
So
we are.
You
want to
start having us give our closing statements or just keep going into overtime?
No, we can keep going, man, because we got 36 minutes left, man, okay? So my bad, folks, you know, I programmed this episode for 2 hours and not the 90 minutes, okay? So we're not in overtime.
Good. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, so we got more time, you know, to drop knowledge. You see, and I told you all know I'm injured, you know, and I'm blind in one eye and can't see out the other one.
I want to talk about an important thing dealing with the black agenda, man. And that's policy.
Yes, sir.
I feel we need to focus on that. We need to do more campaigning and put our people into offices so that way we can make change happen on all levels. Because when we're outside of their, you know, when we're outside their realm of politics, we can't really do anything. We don't have much leverage. I feel that if we get into their realm of politics, we can master that also, because we're an intelligent people and we master all things. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You know, things first, vote for Shay Parrish for mayor of Denver all day, every day.
Indeed.
And we need our tangibles right now. How much was the amount, Brother Parrish?
$100 trillion for past, present, and future atrocities. It's the United States government, this corporation known as the USA, has put us through. So
United States of abominations.
You Democrats and you Republicans, you need to come off with them tangibles if you want our vote. The days are over of us voting just to be voting, just giving our vote away for nothing to a party that don't give a fuck about us. And if you buy in the Biden supporters can't see that by now, you ain't never going to see it. Because they're already 6 months
exactly.
into this. And ain't nothing
yes,
gotten
sir.
Better for us. So how was he better than Trump?
Yeah, right. And then, like we always say, you know, on the front line, black news, and here on Shabbat, because black experience, and as all you Biden supporters, you're welcome to call in, you know what I'm saying? And when you don't call in, that tells us something else, too. We understand you've been bullshit. We understand you've been had.
Yeah.
We understand you've been took. You know what I'm saying? And every time you crack that seal on that liquor bottle, that there's a government seal that you crack it. Yeah, you've been hoodwinked. You've been had. You've been bamboozled.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that speech sound familiar?
Sorry,
you know what I'm saying?
Coming by.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you in the words of NWA: fuck the police, fuck the government, fuck all them crackers. We need to do something for ourselves immediately and strategically.
And, oh, indeed,
you know
because
I mean?
We're in a state
really?
Of emergency. You see, and I've said it for the last 5 years on this podcast, and I'll continue to state it, that we are in a state of emergency, and we got to take care of ourselves first before we help anybody else. Now, the reason being is because look at all
right.
these other groups. When they go off into their state
Put
of emergency, they don't even announce
yourself.
Yeah, they go on there and they take care of themselves. You see what I mean? You know, but then they want us to come up here to look down on ourselves and things of that nature right there, you know. And countermand, you know, against our progress right there. Okay, I see Brother Equanis, you know, he's dropped off, and it's always a pleasure hearing from the good brother there, you know, and definitely wish him well, because, you know, he's like Brother Isaiah, he's been with us since day zero, you know what I mean?
Does anybody, who knows that sister that was on the air? Who's that sister?
That was
my calling. Sister is heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she's very heavy. She's got a lot of knowledge.
I love that queen. I love her.
You know, folks, I'm in pain. You know what I'm saying? This is what happens when you pass 50. Take care of yourself, you know, and I'm up here doing what I got to do. Yeah, and then in the words of our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D, the show must go on. You know,
all the time, every time on the front line, we campaigning, no delaying. You know what I mean? We moving forward towards revolution, freedom. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But yeah,
absolutely.
Harris for mayor of Denver, 2023.
Yes, sir.
Immediately.
And grassroots the campaign. And then also too, I want to put it out there. I want to give a shout out there to Sister Kat Brooks out there in Panthertown. It's because she has exercised a lot of political power. And one thing that I know of is that after Mario Woods was killed by the San Francisco Police Department, and also, too, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, you were the district attorney of San Francisco County at that time. Okay. And then Kat Brooks, who went to the San Francisco Police Commission, and she told them is that we are sick and tired of you coming up here talking to us like we're children, and if you don't fire this dude or replace him, not only will I shut down the Bay Bridge, I will shut down the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge at the same fucking time. Hey, they told Greg, sir.
That's deep right there.
They told Greg, no, she did it. I witnessed the sister did it.
Oh, wow.
I went to a few of the protests. If you shut down the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge, San Francisco will starve, sir. And so if you shut down the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge at the same time, guess who ain't getting their silicon, folks? The Tweety Bird. You see what I'm saying? Fascist book. YouTube. You see what I'm saying? You know, and they got rid of his ass with a quickness, you know.
Later, we ain't going to need them, you know?
Yeah, this is why we got to innovate for ourselves, sister. You see what I'm saying? Is because, like I said, all this knowledge that these clowns got, they got it from us. You know, the heavyweight champ who came on our show a few weeks ago, he laid that knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Sooner or later, they got to give it back.
Sooner
or later, they got to give it back. But we're taking it back.
Yeah, exactly. You could do Kulata all day. Yes, sir. All you got to do is just recycle your revenue within your community and keep it within there, folks.
Hell yeah.
That's all you got
to do. Boycott their shit and invest in our shit. Boycott their shit and invest in our own shit.
Look at the example of the Montgomery bus boycott of 1955. And I met Rosa Parks personally.
And stop watching their media because they get paid off of that too. Stop listening to their shit. Stop watching their shit. We need our own shit. Chewbacca's Black Experience at Hand Show and Frontline Black News. We need to support our own. For real, and make our own. And greater things are to come. You know what I'm saying? We're organized, just like Uncle St. Coup says.
Organize.
Hey, yes, sir. You know, and that's what Brother Kwame Ture said back in 1968. And I saw Brother Kwame speak in the year 1974 when I was a teenager, and I did not know of the greatness that I was in. Why do you think I was throwing it up on my wall, you know, Busha Bella Bonke by Hugh Masekela, the healing song? Spiritual rejuvenation. Say, why do you think I'm always throwing up on my wall Mama Africa, Sister Miriam Makeba? You see what I'm saying? Look at what she went through. You see? And then also, too, and then when you look at the 1960s, you had a whole lot of these white musicians and Elvis Presley, you know, they call him the king of rock and roll. He wasn't a king of nothing. The son of a bitch wouldn't stole his shit. Little Richard told you that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I believe the song that Elvis Presley made called You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog was written by Big Mama Thornton, I believe. You see what I'm saying? A few years ago, she was one of the mothers of rock and roll as well. Yeah, exactly. You know, look at Ma Rainey Blues. You see what I mean? You know, I mean, these other individuals going to sit up here and tell us about some damn blues when they're the fucking blues themselves.
Damn.
I mean,
they're giving us the blues.
Oh, yeah, big time.
They're giving us the
blues. But keep in mind that African spirituality, see, that's what it kept us surviving. Like Curtis Mayfield says, keep on pushing, boom, 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 with a little bit of soul. And I know I can't sing, you know what I mean? And I ain't going to lie, I say that I can't.
We're going to have to get him a record there, man. We're going to have to get you a record there. You got to get on my mixtape. You got to get on my mixtape, Chewbacca.
I was feeling it to the soul. My soul was weeping right there, brother.
You see, and keep in mind, you see what I'm saying, because we are the original man. You see, original man and woman. You see, because that's James Brown.
Original people.
It's a man. Yes, sir. It's a man's world, but it ain't nothing without a woman.
I love the black woman. I just want to say that. I love the black woman.
You see, and JB, you know, when he was saying this, when he came out there in 1968.
I concur. I love the black woman, too.
And when he said, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. That there, people, was the songs of a movement that changed the course of the world. You see what I mean? And this is why they hate us, because they cannot be us. You see what I mean?
That's
and
right.
You heard it.
Never.
And not
in a thousand years.
Brother, not in a damn millennium, okay? Not in a millennium. Oh, I'm sorry. A millennium is a thousand years. I stand corrected. You see what I mean? So when I look queen, come up here and drop this knowledge. You see what I mean?
Man, the sisters were building today. I was like, damn, okay. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And then keep in mind that the sisters themselves were some of the most vicious Warriors gone on. Look at Queen Nzinga. Look at Queen Nandy. Look at Queen Amina of
the mother of rock, Queen
Nice.
Look at Kempa Vida.
Hey, all of it. You see? All of it. All of it.
The mother of rock, Queen Nice.
Yeah, all of that. Queen Ty. You know? You see what I'm saying? Queen she commanded her. Yes, sir. And she commanded her troops in the field. You see what I'm saying? Her Majesty most certainly did. You see what I mean? And then even look at the concept of the Dua Mujale out of the Black Panther comic strip. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Look at that. The King's Imperial Guard. Hey, you know, it ain't nothing without the woman. You know, our women are not bitches and thots and hoes and all this old type
none
of
the above.
Negative ass shit. You know, and then come on, Megan Thee Stallion. And hold on, now let's look at something here, Black family. Megan Thee Stallion. We all know that a stallion is a male whore.
I have my whole theory about that all together. Because I don't know of any woman that would go by a male horse.
You see what I mean? Okay, you see this perversion?
Yeah, because a female horse is a mare, right? A female horse is a mare.
That's a mare. Megan the mare. That would have actually sounded
Megan
the
mare. Yeah, because I always thought, you know, that the filly was the female horse.
And on the size of her body and the thickness of it, you know what I mean? That's probably what she was going by, the size and the thickness of that sister, you know what I mean? She got built like a stallion.
Supposed to be a mare. Yeah, you see, and then keep in mind, like, when you check out, you know, the things of nature, this is why I listen to the wind and hear the stories of long ago.
Oh, shit. Hit him.
You see? Yeah, you see, this is why they can't sit up there and come on this platform with prepackaged bullshit to get up there.
That's
to
right.
Get us to hate ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And then let's look at art of rap, of rhythm and poetry. And even the Queen Mother had stated,
damn,
we all know who she is. That's Tupac's auntie. She says it's an excellent communication form. But then, you know, all this shit, shoot a nigga, fuck a nigga, kid. Man, miss me with that dumb shit, man.
Come on, man. Can I say
what's
one thing, General Shabaka?
Yes, sir.
You talking about all that killer motherfucker music. I call it murder, death, kill. You know what I mean? We need
something
that's going to heal our mind, man. We need some soul.
Oh, precisely.
You know, not all that murder, death, kill. That shit ain't about nothing.
Yes, sir. Now, here's the song,
go ahead,
man,
brother,
that if you want to heal your soul, is listen to a cut by Mr. Hugh Masekela called The Healing Song, and it's called Busha Bula Bonke.
Oh.
But what it is that he sings it off in his native language, okay? And it was a very, very popular record during the jazz era of the 1960s. And that's what I listen to, you know, dealing with this pain I'm going through. To heal, because there's definitely a connection between the mind, body, and the spirit. You see? So therefore, all you those out there that want to hate on Shabaka's Black experience and hands and say that we ain't shit and want to call in with bullshit, hey, we welcome it, you know, because that's how we know we're getting somewhere, you know? And we're speaking to the Samba Rambo Negro that we had that Brother Chase familiar with.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
I love my Black woman.
Sotomayor with all that shit that he was saying. You know what I mean? Down there up out of Florida, you know, how he hates Black bees and all this old type of shit. Well, okay, brother, you know, that's your thing, but I hope they shut you down. You know what I mean?
And they did.
And from what I understand, yeah, as well as they should have, you see. But
That sounds like haterism.
Oh, yes, sir.
Traitorism, trickery, and treachery.
All that there, yeah. All that rolled up in one. You know what I'm saying? All that rolled up in one.
It sounds like somebody has fully abandoned themselves and they have no idea who they are.
Oh, totally. You see what I'm saying? And then just like how they used to say, A mind is a terrible thing to waste. It really is.
Damn. It's called wasteland, brother, wasteland.
Indeed. And then to quote the words of Dr. Marimba Ani when she describes the Ma'afa, a tragedy or a disaster is so horrible that it is beyond description.
That's called the reckoning, my brother, the reckoning.
Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to...
They're going
to
get theirs.
Oh, yes, sir. And then, and keep in mind, and going back to tradition is the first step forward. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Tron D. Public Enemy had a song that says you're going to get yours. For real. They're going to get theirs. It's only a matter of time. Time's going to dictate everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And our timing got to be precise. You know, three things I know about the devil. You know, because Elijah Muhammad says, study the devil in his ways because he's successful in his ways, right? And there's three things I know that he does that makes him successful. He's observant.
What's that?
Organized and opportunistic. Mm-hmm. And we got to seize every opportunity that we have. This right here, what we're doing right now is an opportunity. You know what I mean?
We need
to seize and maximize, you know what I mean, to the full extent, you know? That's all I want to say.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, indeed, man. So I hope, man, when they do this hidden history museum in Leimert Park in Los Angeles, that at least 85% of the jobs on that construction, on that shipping and receiving, on that welding, you know, it's got to go to the brothers up there in that hood, man. You know what I'm saying? For real,
right.
For real, for real. Okay?
Right.
And then, of course, you're going to have these cats who's going to come up there from Hollywood, you know what I mean? And coming in there. And then as our elder, Dr. John Henry Clark said, when these other groups come to us, people, they ain't there to help us, man. They're there to tear it down from within.
Yep. Political parasites, brother. That's what they are.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? You know, and this is what you got to say, you know. And then, like I said, and all these hiding Biden individuals, you know what I mean? You're still welcome to call in, you know. We ain't yet to hear from you. We understand you've been bullshit.
Call now. Dial the number.
Yes, sir. And the number to dial in is 516-418-5996. And press 1 if we want to have you on the air. Okay, and we're down to our last 17 minutes in regular time. Yeah, go ahead,
brother. Now, I was just going to say that calling that number to this show, it's like calling 911. You know what I mean?
Yep. Exactly.
Some shit's going to happen.
Exactly.
Doors are going to get kicked in.
Oh, yeah. And then these algorithmic clowns, you know what I'm saying? They do their best to shut us down, you know what I'm saying? You know, what they did with us this evening, you know? And then, of course, you see Brother Isaiah, he didn't call in, and he's been with us ever since day zero. He's probably there on the grind, you know what I'm saying, making a living. Wish that brother well, you know? But he knows he didn't call in, man. Yeah, Brother Isaiah been with us from day zero. You know what I'm saying?
General Spock, I want to say one thing. Man, I just want to say, you know, y'all give me purpose. I just want to tell y'all that. Thank y'all for real because, you know, being an institution and everything is hard. You know what I'm saying? Y'all give me purpose. Y'all give me life. And I want to thank y'all for that. On the real, word is bound.
Hey, sir.
Well,
hey, brother, thank you for your knowledge.
Your passion for the people.
Right.
Yes, sir. You know, indeed. You see, this is what this platform is about. You see what I'm saying? You know, we ain't up here trying to hate nobody and all this old type of shit, but we'd be goddamn if we going to sit up here and hate ourselves.
That's right.
Right.
We got to help each other up, not put each other down.
Yeah. Exactly. You see, so therefore, if you want to go up there and call these other platforms, you know, that want to degrade us and put folks down, fine. That's your business. You know? Just don't bring it here.
Fuck them.
Because we already been through hell. Yeah. We already been through enough hell. You see? You know? And this is why I appreciate the brother over there, Brother Ajay Taimba up there at Black Liberation University. You know, try to build our people up. We already been through hell, man. We already been downtrodden. You see? And then when these cats up there, man, come up there, man, killer NIG, you know, no, man, that messes up my vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? Get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are all we got. You see what I'm saying?
And
I'm
going to
tell you something
else,
too.
When I see those type of rappers, I wonder what Klansmen have you killed? You know, really,
while
you sitting up here and you ready to go and bust on your own damn family, your own brothers and sisters, but you will be so passive-aggressive when it comes down to them. No.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep that same aggressiveness when it comes to people attacking us as a people.
You're right about that.
There was one man.
Thank you, sister.
Yeah, and you're right about that, sister. And to prove your point even further, there was a young man who was born in Monroe, Louisiana, okay, who grew up in Oakland, California, who had that same passion right there. And you know what his name was, right?
Who that was?
His name was Dr. Huey Percy Newton.
Oh, okay.
But look who killed him. Okay, but
Damn.
Look who killed him. You see, also, too, is Mad Dr. D. has dead, and we did a show called The Enemy Within. We also got to look at what we do to each other.
Tony, brother, and you saying that, I want to say one thing, General Chewbacca. Man, can we have
sir.
A moment of silence for all the fallen soldiers? Just one moment of silence for Dr. D and all
Indeed.
Everybody that's helped out in the cause, for real. Just 1 second.
Indeed.
There it is. That's all we needed. Paying homage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Indeed. You know, to the ancestors. You know what I'm saying? And want to pay homage to that great ancestor, the greatest heavyweight boxing champion of all time. He could have easily won
Muhammad
Vietnam,
Ali.
But he sacrificed the prime of his career and didn't. That night in Zaire.
And see, this is one thing we got to always keep in mind. The only people that have ever died for us was our ancestors.
That's it. No, that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? That is real talk.
That's the only people that ever died for us. Don't you ever sit up here and take that credit and give it to anybody else.
Now, I'm not
going to tell nobody what to believe in, but I am telling you this. Don't you take that credit away from your family that actually died for you.
And then to prove the sister's point even further, we got to look at the soul that was captured, put in chains, thrown into the holes of slave ships, lying and wailing in his own body weight and vomit. You see what I'm saying? And what was the average boat ride? 2-3 months? And then gotten beaten, branded, you see what I'm saying, and still survived. Yes, sir.
Damn.
And then all of the sisters who were violated, you know, taking out the, you know, baby taking out the mother's arm, never see that baby again. You see what I'm saying? But then, of course, when we say such
and
things.
And they died for us. So in those times, going through all of that, so that is the only people that we should be looking to for any type of guidance or help.
Hey, you know.
Amon Ra, sister.
Sister. Hey, Mandela Khan. Who are transition.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Mad Dr.
They sacrificed their lives for us.
Yeah, they did, brother. And then just like what Curtis Mayfield said in the mid-1960s, keep on pushing. With a little bit of soul. Yeah.
Hmm.
See, people, this is some real shit. Yeah, you see, of what we went through. You know, the Maafa. But then you get these other groups where, you know, you guys are not the only ones and all that. But I just find it so very, very amazing of how all you other groups come up to us and set up your businesses and shit like that, and then we patronize your establishments, and you still treat us like shit. You see? But they don't address that issue. Rather, if you're in Los Angeles, Harlem, New York, Chicago, Illinois, St. Louis, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking your money and using it against you with your own money. See, but as soon as you come up and say, you know, let's go build us up something, let's do something for ourselves, you know, like we're doing right here. Oh, man, you's crazy. Just like what the minister said off there in the intro of tonight's podcast. You know, you had the field Negro and you had the house Negro. And when the master got sick, the house Negro said, what's the matter, boss? We sick. See, that's the problem. We sick. You see? But then they want to sit up there and call us racist and shit like that because we talking about dealing with our own self-interest, like what any other group does.
Oh.
We don't call them racist. You know what I'm saying? You know. And it's
no, because they got back.
That's,
they got
that ain't racism. That's
them,
realism, brother.
That basically is like, I wish you would.
Yeah, you see? And then look at all the black businesses during the sitting at the lunch counter era, the early 1960s. Everybody want to go sit down there at F.W. Woolworth's counter. But here, the black business over here, you know, when you had the Black Wall Street down there in Tulsa, you know, then those businesses, you know, start going falling by the wayside. But you're taking your money and your revenue and your resource and you're putting it in every other direction except for your own. You see, that's not racism, that's intelligent, you know, to keep it within your own community. Let me correct myself. You see what I mean? You know, and they talk this shit.
I got one statement.
If we use our money, if we use our money the way that others use their money, there really would not be that much consumerism. So they do not want for that to happen. The black dollar makes everybody, every other nationality billionaire. So once they see that, if we just keeping, yeah.
When that's real,
I'm tired of being a cash cow, man. I'm tired of us being a cash cow for them, for real.
But once again, though, we have to look at the self-destruction that we do to each other. The jealousy, the hatred. Well, I got to kill you because you got blue on. I got to kill you because you got red on. You know what I mean?
That's called the illusion of hate, brother.
Took our energies and redirected it. You remember when I was saying earlier? They take our energies and they redirected it. They turned around and saw that we was willing to stand up for our communities, our neighborhoods, and they turned around and said, oh, okay, well, that neighborhood over there don't like your neighborhood. And so then we ready to protect ours by any means. But in the meantime, they buying up the whole damn neighborhood. Sometimes we sit up here and we'll miss the snake staring at the spider.
You see? And then on top of it, too, as I'm looking at this bullshit right now here on Prime Video, you know what I'm saying? Hollywood and that bullshit. You know, oh, man, I want to go out here to Hollywood, be a big-time star, and this, that, there, and the other. And then your ass is getting misused, abused, exploited, pimped, pandered, you know what I'm saying, without you even knowing about it. And particularly, you know, what I want. So this is why I sit up there and say to Mr. Woods what I do, because I grew up in that raggedy-ass motherfucker called Los Angeles, California.
Damn. Give him the magic words, brother. Give him the two magic words.
Oh, yes, sir, indeed. You know, yes, indeed. You know, and I guess we can go off into the closing comments right now. And let me see, you know, who we all got off in the queue, because I can tell everybody's tired. And I'm in pain right here, and I definitely appreciate the staff, you know, coming through, making this show happen tonight. And definitely
front
appreciate
line campaign.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
you know?
Brother Shabaka.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Sister Bianca, for dropping gems.
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah. You see, now I see why they barred his sister. You see what I'm saying? Why? Because she's speaking against the popular version of what is truth. You see what I'm saying? Her sister's not with that bullshit. You see? You know?
Indeed.
And that's for real. You see what I mean? You know?
Indeed.
So now let me see here.
That's the reason why they keep on calling themselves trying to put me on Facebook probation.
Oh, yeah. No. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it's all good, sister. That means you're doing the right thing. You know? Straight out. Okay, and let me see here. I see Equanis. You still with us, brother? Okay, all righty. Let me see here, because we got 4 minutes before we go in overtime. Che is still with us. Ramel is still with us. Okay. And I guess Brandy is still with us. Okay, well, we're going to give it to the queens first,
me
ladies.
And,
you go on in. Yeah, go ahead and make your closing comments.
All right, I'll go ahead. This is the Seduction Doll. This is the Seduction Doll, okay, Brandy Majors. I'm going to go ahead and just leave it like this. Look, we're in 2021, and we can't keep focusing on the past as much as we would like to. We have to let it go, and or not let it go, but just push it to the back for a second and focus on our progressiveness moving forward. We need to progress to move forward. We need to be progressive thinkers, progressive seekers, and explorers of what is ahead of us. You know, right now we got it's either the apocalypse or the revolution. Do you want to have the strain take over and, you know, corrupt our minds and bodies and spirits like it's been doing? Or do we want to just have take a hold of the reins and just do us and show everything that we're supposed to be doing? The revolution isn't supposed to be televised, like you said. Probably will be commercialized. Probably will be, you know, definitely on the radio. But right now what we need to do is just go ahead and pull ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and just move forward and start thinking about how we can get all our people into political office that have progressive mindsets and want to take our people into the future, not lead us back. We understand we have traumatic generational traumas that we can't replace. But all we can is move forward and leave our children something. Leave our children something to look back on. Leave our great-grandchildren something to look back on. To look back at these revolutionaries that are moving forward that took some ugly experiences and turned them into some greatness. Because we are great. We are greater than most. We are greater than them. We can be greater. So I think we just need to stop letting the isms run us and just go ahead and dust ourselves off and take control of it. We control the narrative.
That's right.
We control what they're going to think. We can't have these people or the white agenda take a hold of the black agenda. No, black rules, right? Black
That's right.
first,
mm-hmm.
always bet on black. So let's just keep it like that. Always bet on black and we're going to win. We have to win. We have to win, people. We cannot continue to lose.
We will
lose
win.
Lose our generational wealth, lose whatever we have left. We've been losing. We've been on the opposition for a long time where we could just go ahead and just say, you know what? They stole us for a reason. Now we're going to go ahead and take back whatever belongs to us. Power is taken, King. Power is taken.
Yeah.
We can't keep asking them. We can't keep asking them to respect us. We can't keep asking them to show us that we need to be appreciated, to pay us what we're worth, pay us what we earned, to give us what we've been asking for. Fuck it. We're going to have to take it now. They're not going to like it.
That's right.
They don't have to like it. They just need to participate and give it up. So, you know, power is taken, King.
Yeah.
And thankfully we have these platforms to utilize for our good, not our evil. You know, because we could have done something to them a long time ago. But now we're just going to go ahead and work with what we got and progress forward and use our energy, our vibrations, our magnitude, our inner fucking drums and fucking beat the righteousness into everybody so they can understand it. You know what I mean? They can understand that it's our time now. It's been our time. And we should take it back.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you guys, the like I said, the man, the black man is God, right? So as black gods, we look to you for leadership, you know what I mean? And I'm not opposed to saying that as a woman. And we look to you for leadership. We look to you for direction. We look to you for guidance. We look to you to take this fucking shit back and give us our freedom and give us our fucking, give us what we're worth. You know, we look to y'all. And
yeah.
I'm a free thinker. I'm free inside. And I'm going to use that as part of my platform or part of my portion of my platform to say, you know what? Don't be afraid to say you're free. You're fucking free.
Mm-hmm.
Accept it. Now take control of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take control of your freedom. That's all I got to say.
Yes,
I'm passing to Queen Bianca.
Queen Bianca.
Ashe, sister. What I really would like to say is we know the game. So
Yes, mm-hmm. they can keep on changing the rules of it, but they're pretty damn predictable. You know, we mm-hmm. got to really start looking at this like chess and get ahead of the game. You see what I'm saying?
Indeed.
We got to start being, because they are, they're very predictable. They're very predictable.
Oh, yeah.
We already know
yeah.
if we accept something, they'll force feed after that. So then you jump
mm-hmm.
in front of that, you don't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways that we need to just literally start pushing back. There's no fight where there's no one's not offended. Do you understand?
Exactly.
There is not one
exactly.
fight where both people are not offended or inflicted or hurt, unless you're not
that's
fighting
right.
back
that's
and then you just getting beat up.
Yeah.
So we need to stop being afraid of public ridicule and public backlash and all this stuff. We need to stop being afraid of that.
Yeah, and then what you could do is because
the only
well,
way
too,
that they get
head.
Offended is
yeah.
when we don't give a damn about what they think.
That's,
yeah.
right.
that's the only
you're
time
right.
they get offended.
Yeah, and
so
look
when
at your
we
class
stop
of case
giving a
camera.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you get the tantrums and stuff like that. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I got my ass whooped as a child. I do have discipline. Y'all have no discipline. That's the reason why you end up in these situations where there's they ripping and running around, shooting people after they done lost their job and all this other mess. You see
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm saying? You're very predictable
oh, yeah, going
people.
All the way
when you
post.
Don't get your way, you throw tantrums. Now, at the
yeah.
end of the day, because
yeah.
we did get butt whoopings and stuff growing up, we do have discipline. At the end of the day, that's another thing
mm-hmm.
that we can be proactive about, too. Start giving society
mm-hmm.
butt whoopings. Let's start
mm-hmm.
giving society butt whoopings, letting them know what we are and aren't going to stand for, and I don't care what kind of tantrum you throw about it. You're not getting
yeah, exactly. And hit them where it hurts, right in the pocketbook. You know what I mean?
In the pocket. That's all. You see what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing
mm-hmm.
that gets their attention. That's the only thing they'll throw their tantrums over. That's the only thing that they'll listen to, too.
Yeah, exactly. You
so
see what
at
I mean?
The end of the day, we need
tough.
To just start getting more proactive. You know, we have to stop being
yeah.
the reactive people that society has made us. You know,
yeah,
we
exactly.
end up tearing to the streets and protesting and stuff like that after things happen. Do you see what I'm saying? We're not
mm-hmm.
ahead of it as far as making sure that we're keeping our neighborhood safe to where these police ain't running around here trying to terrorize. Wait a minute, sir. What are you doing over there? I am a concerned civilian, and I have my community backing me as well. We all want to know what the hell you doing.
Hey,
you see, if we start having that type of organization,
mm-hmm.
I promise you there's a level of accountability that comes with that. So you
oh,
can
exactly.
throw all the tantrums you want, but at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
when society asks you why you're throwing this tantrum and you're saying, because they won't let me have ice cream before dinner. Well, no. No, no, that's not the way
damn.
This shit goes. And society's going to tell
much.
You the same damn thing.
Yes, ma'am, and you are absolutely correct
so
on that.
So do you
that.
See what
you
I'm saying?
What I'm
we
saying?
We can nip these tantrums
yeah.
in the bud if we just automatically start hopping up and stop accepting certain shit.
Exactly. You know, and that's real
boycott
talk. You know?
Boycott they shit. Boycott
they
shit.
Hey, look at the year 1955
and
I met Rosa Parks
personally. And a lot of people will be looking at it like we're not in support of our own people. And this and that, what have you. Guess what? You're not, you weren't my people once you came with a price tag.
Exactly.
Once you were able to be for sale, you were no longer my people.
Exactly.
So I don't give a damn about these so-called black actors and actresses and all this other stuff. I don't give a damn
mm-hmm.
about none of them because at the end
mm-hmm.
of the day, you have a price tag.
And you are
yeah,
not going to jeopardize the millions and millions that you've acquired and the comfort level that you've acquired for your morality. You've already proven that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying to wrap up, people. Just let's make sure that we are staying proactive, black family, as to these issues, and stop being the reactive people that society is trying to make us.
Yes, ma'am.
Love and black empowerment,
okay. Always. Also, do our co-host, Brother Che, his closing comment.
Man, I said everything I was going to say. Okay,
all
so
right.
We're at war. We need to be proactive and stop judging one another and love each other and
yes,
practice
sir.
Group economics.
Exactly, because we are all.
And ain't nobody going to come save us but us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's real talk.
To find our own selves.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So
without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Key word.
Family, so we need to start raising back.
Yes, sir. Without a doubt.
And
also, too, Brother Che.
There's only two things this Caucasoid respects. Blood and taking food out of his mouth. It's money.
Yes, sir. And let me ask you this here, Brother Che. When is the next episode of Frontline Black News?
Yeah, you can check Frontline Black News out on Saturday at 10 p.m. Mountain.
Yes, sir. Okay, without a doubt.
On what platform, sir?
On YouTube and
hey.
Facebook. We are broadcasting
on
StreamYard.
Yes, sir.
Can they catch us on frontlinecampaign.org?
Yeah, they can also find
sir.
Us on frontlinecampaign.org.
And this episode is sponsored by frontlinecampaign.org. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I believe all was said that was need to be said in the closing comments tonight, And what we're going to do is we're going to go with our outro tonight. We're going to listen to a song by the one and only Mr. Hugh Masekela. It's called Stymella.
That comes from Mozambique, Angola, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Botswana, Namibia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and the whole hinterland of South Africa. This train carries on in the young men and old men who are conscripted to come and work on contract in the gold mines of Johannesburg and its surrounding metropolis. Deep, deep, deep down in the belly of the earth, when they're digging and drilling for that mighty evasive stone, or when they dish that mishmash mush food into their iron plate with an iron shovel, or when they hear that choo-choo train and screaming in a path in the far horizon, they always curse the coal train that brought them to Johannesburg. Yeah, man.